We're good? Okay, thank you, Leonie. We just got to make sure we record our sermon. One of the things that we do here always is we have a recording, so if you want to hear the sermon again, you can go through our website and hear it that way. But again, welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here this morning. We continue our series on emotions. Today we are, I titled it, When It Feels Heavy. Sometimes talking a little bit about depression. We have some difficult emotions that we talked about already, but we continue on this track. And just ask you to join me this morning, and let's examine what God has in store for us, what he has prepared for us to hear. And just ask you to join me in a quick prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus. Thank you for everybody that is here this morning. I just pray that as I speak, that you would speak through me, that would just be a conduit to your word, Lord, that people would hear what you have prepared for each one of them. We just invite you to be part of our service, and that we could experience your presence. Come, Lord Jesus. We pray all this in your name. Amen. Now, I have not really started the sermons with questions. Today, I'm going to share a story. I was talking to somebody that described a season of their life. They said to me, I don't even know how to explain it. I just feel tired all the time. Does anybody relate to that? Feel tired all the time? Not physically tired. Not like they needed more sleep. Just tired. And as they kept talking, it became clear nothing dramatic had happened, no big moment, no obvious crisis, but everything felt harder. Getting out of bed took more work, more effort. Simple decisions felt heavier. Even things they used to enjoy didn't feel the same anymore. And they said something that stuck with me. They said, I don't feel like everything is falling apart. It just feels like everything's heavier than it should be. And maybe you felt that. Maybe you felt that before. Not panic, not anger, just weight. Where life doesn't feel out of control, it just doesn't feel light anymore. And it's hard to explain. Because on the outside, everything looks fine. You ever have somebody ask you, how you doing? And you say, good. I'm good. Everything's good. And then in your head, you're like, well, that wasn't completely accurate, but I don't really want to get into it. In the inside, it feels heavy. Sometimes what makes it harder is that there's no clear reason as to why it feels heavy. If something was clearly wrong, you could point to it, you could name it. But when it's just heaviness, you start asking, what's wrong with me? And now it's not just heavy, it's confusing. Psychologists would actually tell you that when you can't name what you're feeling, it tends to feel heavier. Because your mind keeps trying to solve something. It can't define it. And it's also isolating. And then here's something important to understand. What if what you're feeling isn't the problem itself? What if it's pointing to something deeper? Like smoke. If you smell smoke in your house, you don't just wave it away. Well, in our house, sometimes we do because if smoke alarm goes off, so we wave it so it goes off, you know. But that's not what we do when we see real smoke. You know something underneath is burning. You know something is happening that needs your attention. And in the same way, your emotions aren't random. They're revealing something. And what's powerful is the Bible doesn't ignore that. It doesn't rush past it. It gives language to it. So that's why we had Mike read Lamentations 3, verses 1 to 30 this morning. If you want, you can follow along. If you have a device, if you have a Bible, I'll be referencing some of the verses as we progress here. But before we read it, you need to understand what this book is. This is not just a random chapter. This is a collection of poems written in grief. Jeremiah is watching his city fall apart. People he loves are being taken away. Everything stable is collapsing. And he's not just observing it, he is in it. And here's something that's really interesting. This book is actually structured very intentionally. In the original language, each chapter follows the alphabet. It's like describing suffering from A to Z. As if to say, I felt all of it. And then chapter 3, the one that we are focusing on reading, is even more intense. It slows everything down. It expands the experience, which means this isn't rushed pain. This is processed pain. And what's interesting in this kind of structure, was it accidental? In the Hebrew language, this would have been very intentional, almost like saying, I'm going to take everything I'm feeling and put it into words, one piece at a time. Because when you're overwhelmed, one of the most helpful things you can do is to slow down. In here, who wrote this is someone sitting in it long enough to put words to it. And if you read Jeremiah's story, this wasn't new for him. He spent years warning people. He spent years being ignored, rejected, misunderstood. So this is just one hard moment. This is the weight of a long season. And that matters, because a lot of us don't slow down enough to do that. We don't reflect on it, and we don't name it or put words to it. Now let's go to the scripture, Lamentations 3, verse 1 to 3. I am the man who has seen affliction by the rod of the Lord's wrath. He has driven me away and made me walk in darkness rather than light. Indeed, he has turned his hand against me again and again, all day long. The point number one this morning is that God makes space for heaviness. This is not a hopeful beginning. This is someone describing what it feels like to be in the middle of heaviness. And one of the first things we need to understand is this. You don't have to pretend with God. We talked about it weeks ahead, the previous weeks. We don't have to pretend with God. He knows it all. This doesn't start with everything is going to be okay. It starts with this is hard. And for some of us, that's what we need to hear. Because we've been trying to skip that step. We've been trying to stay positive, move on quickly, not feel too much. But Scripture shows us something different. God makes space for it. In fact, a large portion of the Psalms are actually laments, which means a lot of Scripture is not people celebrating, it's people struggling. He doesn't rush you out of it. He meets you in it. You see, all throughout the Psalms, David doesn't hide what he's feeling. He says things like, how long, O Lord? Which means this kind of honesty has always been part of faith. And that matters. Because when you are in a heavy season, the worst thing you can feel is that it shouldn't feel this way. But this shows us you can, and God is still there. And I know sometimes people try to help, but they don't really help. They say things like, just stay positive. And you're thinking to yourself, I've tried that. I would if I could. Or somebody says to you, everything happens for a reason. And you think to yourself, well, okay, I know that, but that doesn't help me right now. Or one that's very common too, is God doesn't give you more than you can handle. And then we think to ourselves, well, it doesn't feel like I can do this anymore. And they're not trying to be negative, or they're trying to encourage you, but it's difficult when we're sitting in that heaviness. Heaven is changes how you see everything. We go into the scripture again. Verse 7 to 9, it says, He has walled me in so I cannot escape. He has weighed me down with chains. Even when I call out or cry for help, He shuts out my prayer. He has barred my way with blocks and stone. He has made my path crooked. When you're in this space of heaviness, it doesn't just affect one part of your life. It affects how you see everything. It starts to feel like you're stuck, like there's no way forward. Nothing is changing. And over time, that feeling becomes your reality. When it feels heavy long enough, it starts to feel permanent. Even Elijah, in 1 Kings 19, after a huge victory, ends up in a place where he says, I'm done. I'm finished. Nothing had changed about God, but everything felt different to him. When we're in this heaviness, in this space, our brain actually reinforces that. The more you think something, the more your brain believes it. So you keep telling yourself, this isn't going to change. Eventually, that doesn't just feel true, it feels certain. And when it feels permanent, you stop looking for change and you try to just survive it. Point number three this morning is that honest but not complete. We go back to scripture, verses 17 to 20. I have been deprived of peace. I have forgotten what prosperity is. So I say, may my splendor is gone, and all that I have hoped for from the Lord. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I will remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. I have been deprived of peace. I have forgotten what happiness is. Now that's honest. That is honesty. But here's what we need to understand. It's honest, but it's not the full picture. And that really matters. Because what you feel can be real without being completely true. Genesis 37 to 50 gives you Joseph's story, Joseph's life. And Joseph's life is a great example of what I'm saying here. What he experienced was real. Betrayal, loss, uncertainty. But what he felt in that moment wasn't the full story of what God was doing. You don't have to edit your emotions before you bring them to God, but you also don't have to build your life on them. Now, as we take a look, something shifts, not the situation, but the direction. Verse 21 to 23. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Yet this I call to mind. That's a decision. He's not saying, I suddenly feel better. He's saying, I chose what I was going to focus on. Because you can't always control what you feel. But you can choose what you return to. And this is where we have to understand something about how God works. We live in a tension where God is at work, but not everything is fully restored yet, where his kingdom has come, but it hasn't come in fullness. So sometimes you can be walking with God and still feel the weight of life. Not because something is wrong with your faith, but because we're still in the middle of the story. And all throughout Scripture, God tells his people to remember. Not because they forget facts, but because they forget what's true in hard moments. Hope is something you return to. Hope is not automatic. It's intentional. Again, his words, I'll call this to mine. That phrase in the original language literally means to carry the idea of bringing something back up, like reaching down and pulling something back into focus. Again, it's intentionality. Now, hope is not pretending things are okay. It's choosing what is still true when things don't feel okay. And then sometimes that means you stop listening to yourself and start speaking truth to yourself. Because left alone, your thoughts will spiral. But Scripture teaches us, you remind yourself what is true. And that's not natural for most of us. Most of us are really good at rehearsing what's wrong, or rephrasing or re-saying it and retelling ourselves what's wrong. But it's not as good as, we're not as good at remembering what is true. I have a sheet. I have them by the soundboard. But if you want a sheet, I put together 25 truths that Scripture gives us. And there's a lot more. But I just pulled 25 that I think go with the sermon. If you're interested in having that, please come see me after the service, or maybe we'll put it on the table. But it's just a sheet that gives you 25 truths. And I'm doing this as a practical thing. You know, let's tell ourselves what is true. Even though we're in that heaviness, let's remind ourselves what is true. Let's remind ourselves what Scripture says is true. Going back to Scripture, what is he remembering? He's remembering the steadfast love of the Lord that never ceases. That's not based on how he feels. That's based on who God is. And we see that most clearly in Jesus. Because Jesus stepped into this kind of darkness. Scripture says Jesus is able to sympathize with us, which means he doesn't just understand in theory, he experienced it. And sometimes this is the hardest part. God is present. Even when he doesn't feel present, he is present. Those two things are not the same thing. Because if we base everything on how we feel or what we feel, there's going to be moments where it feels like he's not there. But Scripture tells us something deeper. His presence is not based on our awareness. It's based on his promise. And he doesn't leave even in the heaviness. He has promised to always be there. Even on the cross, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's a language of lament. He experienced the weight, the abandonment, the suffering, so that this wouldn't be our story. God meets you in the weight. Verse 25 and 26. The Lord is good to those who hope, whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. The Lord is good to those who wait. Not those who feel strong, but those who wait. Waiting doesn't mean nothing is happening. And this is where God often does some of his deepest work. Not in the breakthrough moment, but in the waiting. Because in the waiting, you're being formed. Your trust is being shaped. Your dependence is growing. Your roots are going deeper. And we don't always see it in the moment, but later we realize something has changed in us. It means God is working in ways that we can't always see. And sometimes the work he's doing in you can be difficult. It's not easy to be in that heavy moment. God does his deepest work in us through seasons we never would have chosen. Now, this isn't the part where I give you three steps and everything is fixed. I don't want to rush this, because this kind of heaviness you don't fix in a moment. but you can bring it to God. So here's what I want you to do. Name where it feels heavy. Name where it feels heavy. Not explain it, not solve it, just name it. In Mark 10, when Jesus asks Bartimaeus what he wants, he already knows what he wants, but he still asks because there's something powerful about naming it. Because what you don't name, you usually carry on your own. So think about it for a second. What is your heaviness? Don't explain it. Don't overthink it. Just what feels heavy. Just name it. And maybe this doesn't end here. Maybe this week you actually need to take some time and write it out. Give it to God. What feels heavy? What feels confusing? What you don't understand? Now, I'm not asking you to write a polished version of it. You know, you can have lots of grammar mistakes, lots of any kind of things. We just want to write it down. We want it to be an honest one. And I want you to bring that to God. Because just because it feels heavy doesn't mean that God is absent. Just because it feels slow doesn't mean that nothing is happening. Just because you don't feel relief yet doesn't mean God is not at work. He is present. Like in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God didn't remove them from the fire, but he was with them in it. Scripture says he is close to the brokenhearted, not distant from them. Even here, today, he is here. He is there in the long nights. He is there in the heavy days. He has promised, and he is always there. Let's pray together. Father God, God, you see the weight we carry, not just what we say out loud, but what's been sitting under the surface, the things that feel slow, uncertain, heavy, the questions we don't have answers for, the emotions we don't fully understand, the places where we feel stuck. And if we're honest, some of us have been carrying this quietly for a long time. We've been trying to manage it, trying to push through it, trying to make it lighter on our own. But today, God, we bring it to you. Not with answers, not with clarity, not with everything figured out, just honestly. Right where we are. And God, would you meet us in that place? Not after it's resolved, but in the middle of it, in the waiting, in the tension, in the heaviness. Remind us that you are still present, even when we don't feel it. Even when nothing seems to be changing. Even when we don't understand what you're doing, teach us how to trust you. Not just with things that are clear, but when they're not. Give us strength for today and the grace to stop carrying what we were never meant to carry alone. And Lord, as we leave this place, help us to remember that you are near, that you are at work, and that you have not left us. even here, you are present. In Jesus' name, amen. So this week, when the heaviness comes back, because it probably will, remember what is true. God is present, and you don't have to carry it all by yourself. Amen.